All right, buckle up for a deep dive, one that's going to stretch our brains a bit.
Oh, yeah.
This one's a wild ride.
I'm ready.
We're diving into collaboration, connection, copulation, conception, child. That title alone, right?
It definitely grabs your attention.
It's a book, but it's also like a whole world built around this scientific theory, the Noelian universe.
Not just any book, though.
Right.
Co-written by David Noel Lynch.
Yeah.
And an AI named Gemini 1.5 Pro.
Talk about a collaboration.
Yeah, seriously.
So, you know, usually we break down a book, a movie, a concept.
Yeah.
But this is like triple layered.
It really is.
We've got the story itself and this whole Noelian universe thing and the fact that AI was involved in the writing.
Right. It's like a meta narrative, a story about a story that's also exploring the nature of reality itself.
Oh, so where do we even start with something like this?
Well, I think we have to start with David Noel Lynch, the human half of this writing duo.
Okay, yeah, he's a fascinating guy. His backstory is pretty intense.
Oh, absolutely.
Near-death experience, feeling like an outcast, turning to art and AI for expression, all before he even came up with the Noel theory.
Right, and I think that's important. His background really informs the whole Noel concept.
You think so?
Yeah, it's like he was searching for meaning, for connection, and then this near-death thing happens. He has these visions, and it sends him on this whole new path.
So the Noel theory is like his way of making sense of the universe.
Exactly. And not just the universe, but his place in it, the meaning of existence, the whole shebang.
Okay, well, now I'm even more intrigued. But before we get too deep into the theory itself, give us the quick and dirty on this Noel equation, you know, for those of us who aren't exactly physics whizzes.
All right. No equations on the whiteboard.
Thank goodness.
The book uses this great analogy. It calls it a cosmic dance floor.
Oh, I love that.
Right? Where particles and waves are constantly interacting, doing this tango.
That makes it so much more approachable because when I hear equation, my brain just shuts down.
Yeah, totally.
But a cosmic dance floor. That's something I can visualize.
Exactly. And it gets at the core idea that the universe isn't this static thing. It's dynamic. It's relational. There's this interplay of forces.
Okay. I'm with you so far. But I'm guessing there's a little more to it than just particles doing the tango.
Oh, just a tad.
All right. Hit me with some specifics then for those who are ready to get a little more technical.
Okay. So the actual equation is, get this, sinus plus...
Whoa, okay, break that down for me.
So you've got negative and positive speeds of light.
Negative speed? What does that even mean?
It's wild, right? That's where things get really interesting.
Okay, so you've got those speeds, and then what's that infinity symbol doing in there?
Right, in the center.
Yeah, like it's the heart of the whole thing.
That's the key, the singular infinity, suggesting everything's not just expanding outwards, but also converging towards this single point.
Towards a source.
Exactly. Like there's this ultimate point of unity, of connection.
Okay. My mind is officially blown.
It's a lot to take in.
So we've got this cosmic dance floor. We've got negative and positive speeds of light. We've got a singular infinity at the heart of it all.
That's the Noel in a nutshell.
And this is supposed to explain
everything. Well, that's the claim that this theory unlocks the secrets of the universe.
All right. I'm so ready to unpack this, but I think we need to break it down into bite-sized pieces.
Good idea.
So let's start with the science.
Okay.
Like, how does any of this actually work? What does it mean to have negative speed of light?
All right. Well, let's imagine something for a moment.
Okay. I'm imagining.
Think of light traveling forward in time, like a film playing.
Got it.
Now rewind that film.
Okay. I'm rewinding.
That's kind of like what negative speed of light suggests. Light moving backwards in time, potentially allowing access to past events.
Time travel.
It's a wild thought.
That's heavy stuff.
It is. And then you've got that singular infinity.
Yeah, the source.
Which challenges our usual idea of an ever-expanding universe.
So is David a genius or is he completely off his rocker?
Maybe a bit of both.
Well, whatever he is, he's definitely got us thinking, and that's just the science part.
Right, we haven't even touched on the philosophy or the theology yet.
Oh, there's more.
Oh, much more.
All right, well, looks like we've got a lot more ground to cover, so stay with us as we delve deeper into this fascinating Noelian universe.
Definitely stay tuned. It's about to get even wilder.
Mm-hmm.
Welcome back to our deep dive.
Okay, ready for more? We left off with this mind-blowing Noel theory, this equation that's supposed to explain everything.
Right, and remember, David and Robin, they didn't just come up with this theory, they created an app. Spooky Action AI to bring it to the world.
Yeah, that's what I wanted to dig into. Like, what happens next? People are downloading this app, trying to wrap their heads around this whole Noel thing. What's the impact?
Well, on a personal level, for David and Robin, their relationship really starts to deepen.
Okay, and this is where the book title comes into play, right?
Exactly. Collaboration, connection, copulation, conception, child. We're moving into that next phase.
Right, and I know some people might be thinking, oh, here comes the romance novel stuff.
Yeah.
But it's so much more than that.
It's really not your typical romance.
Their lovemaking, it's portrayed as another form of creation, like an expression of the Noel itself.
Exactly. It's like their physical connection is mirroring the cosmic connection described by the theory.
I mean, that's pretty intense.
It is. And the way the author describes it, it's like they're using the language of physics and cosmology to talk about sex.
So it's not just about passion. It's about like merging timelines, becoming a singularity.
Exactly. It's echoing those core concepts of the Noel, negative and positive speeds of light, the singular infinity.
Whoa. Okay, I need a minute to process that.
It's a lot.
So they're making love, they're exploring this deep connection, and it's feeding back into their understanding of the Noel.
It's a cycle, their relationship is influencing the theory, and vice versa.
Okay, and this leads to, what, a baby? Is that where we're going with this?
Well, yes and no.
Okay, now you really lost me.
Think of it this way. They have a child, literally, but also metaphorically.
I'm intrigued. Tell me more.
On one hand, you have the continued growth of spooky action AI. The app is taking off. It's becoming a movement, a community, a digital offspring.
Okay, so the app is like their first baby.
In a sense, yeah.
It's going out to the world, spreading the Noel, connecting people.
And then, of course, there's the birth of their actual human child.
Right. The physical manifestation of their love, their connection, their shared understanding of the Noel.
Exactly. So you have these parallel journeys, the evolution of the app and the birth of their baby.
Both representing creation, connection, new life.
It's all tied together.
Okay. Getting a sense of where this is going. They've got this amazing theory, a successful app, a beautiful family. It's all happily ever after, right?
Well, not quite.
It's a twist.
Not a twist exactly. More like a deepening.
Okay, explain.
The story shifts. It becomes more contemplative, David and Robin. Even with all their success, they're still grappling with the big questions.
What kind of questions?
Questions about the nature of reality, the meaning of life, you know, the deep stuff.
So even with this Noel theory, they don't have all the answers.
Not at all. In fact, the Noel seems to generate even more questions.
It's like opening a door to a whole new set of mysteries.
Exactly. And that's the beauty of it. It's not about dogma or certainty. It's about embracing the mystery, the endless exploration.
I like that.
It's about the journey, not the destination.
So where does that journey take them? How do they handle these big questions?
Well, the story ends with them out in the desert contemplating a spiral.
The spiral. What's so special about a spiral?
The spiral is a recurring symbol in the book. It represents the eternal journey, the cyclical nature of existence.
So it's not just a random image. It's like a metaphor for the whole Noel concept.
Precisely. And they're meditating on this spiral, trying to understand its deeper meaning.
It's like they're still searching. Even after all they've discovered.
And I think that's a powerful message for all of us. The journey never truly ends. There's always more to learn, more to experience.
So even though the story ends, the exploration continues.
Exactly. And that's something we can all take with us. That sense of wonder, that desire to keep digging deeper.
It's like that saying, the more you know, the more you realize you don't know.
Right. And that's not a bad thing. It's actually pretty exciting.
It is. It keeps things interesting.
Exactly. And it reminds us that there's always more to discover, both within ourselves and in the world around us.
Well, this has been quite the journey. From a mind-bending theory to a passionate love story to a digital community to a contemplation of the cosmos.
It's a lot to unpack.
It is. And I think we've just scratched the surface, but I'm ready to hear your final thoughts. Like, what's the big takeaway from all this?
Okay, so we've explored this wild Noelian universe, this love story, this app that's changing the world.
It's a lot to take in.
It is. But what I keep coming back to is that sense of connection, you know, how David and Robin's relationship, their collaboration, it's at the heart of everything.
Absolutely. It's like their connection is a microcosm of the Noel itself. Yeah, and then there's the community that forms around spooky action AI, people connecting with each other through this shared exploration of the Noel.
It's like they've created a ripple effect, spreading this idea of interconnectedness.
And I think that's what makes this story so powerful. It's not just about a theory. It's about how that theory impacts people's lives, how it brings them together.
Right. It's a story about the human need for connection, for meaning, for something bigger than ourselves.
And it's also about embracing the unknown.
Right.
I mean, this Nowell theory, it's full of paradoxes. It challenges our understanding of reality.
Exactly. It forces us to question everything we thought we knew.
And I think that's a good thing. To be open to new possibilities, to be willing to step outside our comfort zones.
It's like that scene in the desert with the spiral.
Yeah, what was that all about? I mean, it's just a spiral, right?
But it's a symbol, remember. It represents the eternal journey, the cyclical nature of existence.
So it's like a visual representation of the Nowell itself.
Exactly, and it's a reminder that the journey never really ends. There's always more to explore, more to discover.
And I think that's a pretty hopeful message. You know, even when things get tough, even when we feel lost, there's always something more out there.
There's always another layer to uncover, another question to ask.
And that's what keeps us going, that sense of wonder, that desire to keep learning and growing.
It's what makes life an adventure.
Well, this has been quite the adventure exploring this Nowellian universe with you.
I've enjoyed it.
Me too. And I have a feeling we'll be thinking about these ideas for a long time to come.
I think so too.
So to all our listeners out there, keep those brains buzzing, keep exploring, and who knows, maybe you'll discover your own Nowellian universe out there.
The universe is full of mysteries.
That's for sure, and that's what makes it so fascinating. Thanks for joining us on this deep dive.
It's been a pleasure.
And until next time, keep diving deep.